So Waterford will take on Tipperary in round 3 of the Teltown Cup on Saturday at 1 o'clock in Páirc-Uí-Chaoimh. And Daoiseach boss Aoife Fitzgerald is on the line to chat about this one. Aoife, what's the mood like in the camp ahead of this game?
Excellent, I have to say. The lads in great form. We train. We haven't done a whole lot now this week, but we're looking forward to it. You know, I think we've improved a hell of a lot over the last few months. Results haven't gone our way, but in the two games to date, you know, once we lost by 9 or 10 points in both of them, I think we were very, very competitive, left a lot of scores behind us, and I'm just very, very happy with the improvement in the guys, you know, from when we got them to now. I think they're really in a good place, and we're looking forward to giving a good performance, hopefully, on Saturday in Páirc-Uí-Chaoimh.
In what areas, Aoife, have you seen improvement in this team over the past couple of months?
Well, in the structure, like, we have a structure, and what tended to happen, you know, over time was if we conceded a goal and maybe conceded 4 or 5 scores, we'd fall asunder, you know, and we started doing things individually. We've kind of got away from that now. We're staying within the structure, and as well as that then, you know, the pace of the team is frightening. I suppose that's reflected in the amount of chances that we're creating, but we do need convert more, you know, in the two games with Down and Meath, I think we left 6 or 7 goals behind us. And that's not an exaggeration. Really, we really created very, very good chances. So if we can convert those, I think we'll be in a right shout on Saturday. But it's just, for me, the most important thing is that the lads are very fit, they're very focused, and they are playing within the system now. So regardless of what the score is, you know, we've set on that system, and we're keeping to it for the majority of the game.
What were the positives that you took out of the performance against Meath last time out, Aoife?
Well, again, we were very competitive, and if you look at their goals, there were mistakes. You know, the last one was a killer. But they were individual errors on our part. You know, they had nothing to do with them cutting us open and that. So the penalty, I thought, was very, very harsh. And the other two could have been avoided. So, defensively, even though, you know, we have conceded lots of scores, but we're playing against Division 2 teams at the end of the day, and, you know, teams that are playing at a higher level than us, down Division 3, I know, but, they've improved a lot as well. So, that we're able to compete with those teams. I mean, we competed with Meath for a hell of a long time, and as I say, only for those individual errors, I think. We outscored Meath in the second half, but unfortunately they got 3 goals where our scores were fine. So that type of stuff, you know, and having that composure. Like I said to the lads the other night, it happened in the Tipperary match in the Munster Championship. When you get into a winning position, when you haven't won a championship game for so long, you can become maybe a little bit defensive in your head or get a little bit nervous. Geez, we could win this one. So we're trying to get over that hurdle in the sense of just trying to play every minute as it is and play every ball as it is, rather than thinking of the result in that. And nobody goes into that more deliberately, but it can happen. When you're anxious to get over the line, you know, you can kind of revert to hold what you have in that. And I think we did a little bit of that against the Tipperary in the Championship, so we're trying to work our way through that. You know, forget about the scores, forget about what's going on around you, just play every ball on its merits. And, you know, I think if we can do that, we'll give ourselves a good chance on Saturday.
And you still have a chance, Aoife, of making a preliminary quarter-final in this competition with a win on Saturday. I'm sure you'd love to be back training again next week and extend the season a little bit further.
Well, I do think the progress in the guys, like when I came in 2 years ago, we had 8 training the first night, I think, and there was even a big turnover this year in terms of guys going away and work commitments and whatnot. But the guys we have given us everything, Tomás. I'm really, really proud of the lads. And for me, in terms of teams, you know, you're always asked about Waterford, and why this and why that. They haven't been successful. But there's as much satisfaction for me in getting the best out of guys and for them giving the best of what they have, regardless of abilities and that. And I think we're certainly doing that with this bunch. And it's very, very enjoyable. You know, the trip to Waterford for training is, for me, a very enjoyable one. And, you know, I've made bonds with those guys over the last few years. They really are a special bunch of players, and I hope that can be reflected in their performance on Saturday. Like, you get nothing for nothing at this level, but I do think their performances, their improvement and their commitment, you know, deserves a result, but we just have to earn it and we have to work hard for it.
This competition, Aoife, was labelled by your fellow Cork man, Donal O'Cusick, as a grand national for disappointed also-rans but how much have ye benefited as a group from being part of the Telton Cup?
Yeah, well, I know Donal fairly well, and I don't think there was he meant anything derogatory. And Donal is a very good GA man, and I would say from the point of view of okay, we all make comments, we all make mistakes, but Donal would be very supportive of anything GA. So, but in terms of the competition itself, it's been fabulous for us. I mean, to be able to play against the likes of Meath and the likes of Down, to travel to Down and play up there, you know, against the real footballing, you know, county, was fabulous. Great experience for the lads. And I think it has improved us, both in terms of our confidence, but also in terms of the level you have to be at to play at this level. And if you look at our team, you know, there's lads on the team there that are, you know, they really, I think, have settled into becoming proper into county footballers, you know, of the last 5 or 6 months. You know, I won't go through them individually, you know, but there's certainly 7 or 8 guys there who would be pushing any inter-county team in the country, and there's great satisfaction in that, you know, to see that kind of development in the lads.
And how much are you looking forward to playing in the brand new Páirc Caoimhe if he has the curtain raiser to Cork and Kerry?
Fabulous pitch, obviously fabulous venue. It's an easier venue for me for a change, but I do think the pitch in terms of the type of game we play will suit our style and will suit the speed we have in the team. But I just hope that the lads can go down and relax, enjoy the atmosphere. I'm sure a lot of our guys have never played in Páirc Caoimhe, so it'll be an experience. You know, it's probably as close to Crow Park as you're going to get. The pitch itself is just like a biller table. It's an unbelievable condition. There'll be a big bounce of the ball, but I do think that lends itself into a fast game, and I think that will suit us. So hopefully the lads will embrace it. We'll go down and as I say, give a real proper performance. But regardless of the results, I'm very, very proud of the efforts that the lads have put in. And a special mention as well, Peter Leahy, he's been fantastic in terms of the coaching that the guys have got this year. They're really bought in. You know, he's a top man in terms of coaching and, you know, and on the backroom team. You know, Frankie there and lads who have been soldiering long and hard at Waterford for years, trying to promote Waterford football and all of that. So, all in all, it's been, for me, a very fulfilling year, but I hope we can cap it off now. And maybe, as you said earlier, that we can, with a bit of luck, that we could push on and get another few weeks out of it. But regardless of whether we do or not, it's just been, as I say, it's been a very pleasurable and enjoyable year for us.
Any injury worries in the camp ahead of Saturday?
No, I think we're, touch wood now, we'll have a kick around tonight and Dungarvan, but other than that, we're good to go.
And you already played Tipperary in the Munster Championship, Efi, back in April and lost out by 4 points. What are you expecting from them on this occasion?
Well, physically, they're a big, strong side. They have vast experience, even though they've lost lots of players, I know, but they, you know, obviously winning a Munster Championship a few years back there, they have the nuance. I suppose they have the ability to win and get over the line because they've done it before. So they don't panic. They're some very, very good footballers. So it could be a tad. No, they haven't gone well in this competition. For whatever reason, I think they've suffered a lot of injuries and stuff. But, you know, but matches between ourselves and Tips and I've got involved have been tend to be close anyway. So I'm expecting the same on Sunday. But hopefully we'll get to Robert O'Green and we'll, you know, we'll be able to get over the line ourselves this time around.
Well, Waterford football manager Efi Fitzgerald, thanks a million for your time today, as always.
You're
and all the best against Tipperary on Saturday.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Brian Lynch trying to thread this ball through. Dara Corcoran, can he get in behind the Tipperary defence? Corcoran has it in his hand. He's got inside the cover. Dara Corcoran with the effort. It's in the back of the net. Dara Corcoran, the St. Saviour's man. It was the Rootwood ball inside. The Woodman you want on the end of it. He's on fire this afternoon. He rifles it into the corner. Michael O'Reilly, no chance. Waterford 1-7. Tipperary 8 points. What a goal, Tommy.
That was some goal. Now, it might have been, there was a few steps in there, but he was being pulled. But yeah, it was some finish. And that's why you want him at the edge of the box. Unbelievable score.
Lorne Napoca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.